FM in New York City. Bitch!
Yeah. Broken and pains, we have learned the hard way that disaster capitalism was invented only to protect its own. All hail the shoeless clueless, for the one-eyed has been crowned king. His entourage of militants, neoliberals and fanatics, perfectly positioned on the side wings. Court jesters now openly mock our struggle and claim to be the voice of our people. Our demand for restitution has been hijacked with brute force and muscle. We know divide and rule has always been the order of the day. Nigerians, remember, no victor, no vanquished. That's how you keep the uprising at bay.
Thank you.
Love. Oh, Hi, I'm Valerie Doré, WBAI intern. Afrobeat Radio, the public affairs program presenting African perspectives on global issues with Louis Jacobs, is moving to Wednesdays, 10 p.m. to midnight on Wednesday, July 18th. Every third Wednesday of the month, beginning August 15th, music and dance, food and beverages, pop-up markets, and more. To participate, go to www.afrobeatradio.com or look up hashtag Afrobeat Radio.
Yes, the beautiful voice of Dr. Martin Luther King.
I feel like I'm in church.
I feel like
the church I want to be in.
Exactly, the church we both want to be in. Hello, everyone. I am Christine Blasdale, and I am joined in studio by a familiar voice if you listen to Pacifica Radio at all, the director of Pacifica Radio Archives, Mr. Mark Torres.
Well, thanks for having me this afternoon. Oh,
I am so excited about this. We are putting the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives on not one, but two USB drives in a very special package for our listeners. This is the best of both worlds, really. This is, right? This is a collection that is massive. It's 2,300 hours.
Yeah, this is really incredible. We have so much material. We're going to be playing some of the very best of two of our compilation drives, 64 gigs worth of Pacifica Radio Archives materials that we have been saving like monks since 1949. Christine, we're actually working on volume 3 right now.
Of course you are.
But right now, we are offering two of the very best drives. The first one was Voices That Changed the World, and the second drive is called the Public Radio Anthology. So we're going to be hearing clips from both of these, Christine, in this hour.
And this is a very special collection. I want to remind our listeners that the material that is in this thank you gift, the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives, two USB drive set, again, over 2,300 hours of content, you will not find this anywhere else. You're not going to find it on the internets. You're not going to find it at the big box store. You're not going to find it on Amazon or anywhere. It's only available to you, the Pacifica Radio listener, right here, right now. And this is the first time we're offering it together, right? These two USB drives. And for folks who are not technologically savvy, what can you do with a USB drive, Mark Torres?
Well, this is very handy because in the past, we would offer this box collection in a briefcase of CDs, and that would cost, you know, upwards of, you know, several thousand dollars for one of these
cases.
It
was a $5,000 pledge.
Yeah, it was a $5,000 pledge. But now we get even more information onto a 64-gig jump drive. And you are the benefactors of getting our history. To just to give you a glimpse at how valuable this is, I went to the public radio convention in Washington, D.C. at the end of 2017 when the Public Radio Act funded the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And after that, NPR popped up in the early 1970s. Well, Pacifica Radio Archives has over 20 years of materials before NPR even started. I can't tell you, Christine, right now, we have several licensing deals with NPR right now because they don't have the material that we do. So you're going to be hearing some clips, ladies and gentlemen. And Christine, we said before we started the show that we wanted 20 people to call
yes.
in. We can do that.
Oh, si se puede.
We can do it. And funny that you say si se puede because we actually have a Dolores Huerta clip here. But I'm not exactly sure where we're going to start.
Let's start with the gentleman that we heard
okay.
at the top of the hour, Dr. Martin Luther King. You have one of the largest audio collections on the planet of Dr. Martin Luther King. And this particular clip is from 1964, the year I was born.
Okay, we're going to start with Dr. Martin Luther King, 1964. A $200 pledge gets these two jump drives over 2,300 hours of materials handpicked by the Pacifica Radio Archives. Let's listen to Dr. King while you're hitting those phones.
You know, there are certain words in every academic discipline that soon become stereotypes and cliches. Every academic discipline has its technical vocabulary. Modern psychology has a word that is probably used more than any other word in modern psychology. It is the word maladjusted. You've heard that word. This is the ringing cry of modern child psychology. And certainly we all want to live well-adjusted lives in order to avoid neurotic and schizophrenic personalities. But I must say to you this evening, my friends, as I come to a close, that there are some things in my own nation, and there are some things in the world which I'm proud to be maladjusted, to which I call upon all men of goodwill to be maladjusted until the good society is realized. I must honestly say to you that I never intend to become adjusted to segregation, discrimination, colonialism, and these particular forces. I must honestly say to you that I never intend to adjust myself to religious bigotry. I must honestly say to you that I never intend to adjust myself to economic conditions that will take necessities from the many to give luxuries to the few. I must say to you tonight that I never intend to become adjusted to the madness of militarism and the self-defeating effects of physical violence. But in a day when Sputniks and explorers are dashing through outer space and guided ballistic missiles are carving highways of death through the stratosphere, no nation can win a war. It is no longer a choice between violence and nonviolence. It is either nonviolence or non-existence. The alternative to disarmament, the alternative to a greater suspension of nuclear tests, the alternative to strengthening the United Nations and thereby disarming the whole world may well be a civilization plunged into the abyss of annihilation. And I assure you that I will never adjust to the madness of militarism. You see, it may well be that our whole world is in need at this time for a new organization, the International Association for the Advancement of Creative Maladjustment. Men and women, men and women who will be as maladjusted as the prophet Amos, who in the midst of the injustices of his day could cry out in words that echo across the centuries, "Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream." As maladjusted as the late Abraham Lincoln, the great president of our nation, who had the vision to see that the United States could not survive half slave and half free. As maladjusted as Thomas Jefferson, who in the midst of an age amazingly adjusted to slavery, could etch across the pages of history words lifted to cosmic proportions. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As maladjusted as Jesus of Nazareth, who could say to the men and women of his day, "He who lives by the sword will perish by the sword." And through such maladjustment, we will be able to emerge from the long and desolate midnight of man's inhumanity to man into the bright and glittering daybreak of freedom and justice.
You're listening to the newly discovered recording of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at a public meeting at the City Temple Hall in London on Monday, December 7th, 1964.
And that was newly discovered. Tell the story. You've got to tell the story.
Yeah, that was really incredible. The previous director of the archives, Brian DeShazer, was going through some of the stacks of tapes that are not archived. And he saw one that said King 1965. And so he brought it over to me and he said, "Can you transfer this and see what it is?" And it was a complicated tape because And it turned out to be, once we listened to it, 1964. And back then, they brought KPFK had a foreign correspondent that was in London. That's like, how cool is that? And Dr. King went to fulfill an obligation with this multi-congregational religious group in London right before he accepted his Nobel Peace Prize. And KPFK was the only media outlet there to record it. There's no other recording of it. And so once I transferred it, I flipped over. The way it was recorded is the left channel was recorded front, the right channel was recorded back, so you couldn't actually play it on a regular machine. I had to flip the second channel and attach it. And then there we had a brand new Dr. Martin Luther King speech that the world didn't know existed from 1964.
And it could have just stayed in, because I've been up to the archive. I mean, these are tapes.
Yeah.
And they disintegrate over time. And this was from 1964. So the quality of the tape, it could have gotten to a point where it was not discovered and it was just hidden underneath some other stuff and deteriorated and gone forever, lost forever.
And listen to what he was talking about. He did have prepared notes, but he didn't have a prepared speech at this particular event. And he was talking about, how are we going to stand up to man's inhumanity to man? And that's where we are today. It's sad that we haven't moved forward from that time. But how great is it that we have this genius and this recording to share so that we know how to inspire ourselves, how we build community to resist these forces. And that is why we encourage you to get to the phones. Be one of the 20 people that call right now. With your donation, we can continue being on the air. We can continue preserving this incredible collection. And who knows what we're going to discover next.
Exactly. And your donation makes that possible. The phone number to call. This is the first time we put these two together. It's the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives. It's a two USB drive set. You will get on one USB drive, 1,300 hours, The Voices That Changed the World. You'll get that. And you'll get a second USB drive, which is the Public Radio Anthology. This has 1,000 hours, so you have well over 2,300 hours of content. And, I mean, you could spend, like, like 100 days. If you listen to every single thing, you know, back to back to back and did not sleep and did not eat and did not do anything, it would be close to 100 days, and I don't know if that's even humanly possible. But that is how much content is available on these two USB drives, the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives. And your donation not only helps keep this radio station on the air, and you are really allowing us to bring Dr. King back to this present moment, allowing his voice to ring throughout the cosmos, because our network of progressive radio allows his voice to ring loud and clear in these very hard times. The number to call to get this very unique thank you gift, not available anywhere else, is 516-620-3602. It is a $200 pledge. You can put it on your Visa, American Express, MasterCard. But here's the deal. A great portion of that is tax deductible. So you win, we win, the world wins by getting this information out.
It's an incredible deal, and we do not want you to miss it. So please give us a call right now at 516-620-3602. Our goal this hour is quite lofty, but we know that we can do it if everyone calls that number. 516-620-3602.
And I'm joined in studio by the director of the Pacifica Radio Archives, Mr. Mark Torres. And you had mentioned something, Mark, and it rings true. And I know you have something relevant to say about this, but you mentioned about man's inhumanity to man. Man's inhumanity to man. And when that particular tape that was restored, was discovered and restored and painstakingly put together by you, which is like, I mean, you were like Inspector Gadget, I think, trying to figure this out. But that was in 1964. And in 1964, for folks who are not aware, there was a great deal of man's inhumanity to man.
Yeah.
There was a great deal, not only in the South, but all across this country. And in particular, something that also happened in 1964, you have this recording as well. Tell us about Miss Marsha Tompkins.
Well, Marsha Tompkins was an employee of our New York station, WBAI. And During the early voter registration drives of the early 1960s, she decided, what can I do to help? And she came from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where her father was the police chief of Tuscaloosa.
Oh.
And she said, well, you know what? I want to help reveal to the world what actually happens at a Klan meeting.
Oh, my God.
And so she brought a reel-to-reel machine with her to a Klan meeting.
Wait. A reel-to-reel machine.
Yeah, a reel-to-reel tape machine.
It's not like a cell phone.
Yeah, not a portable DAT recorder, a portable, you know, digital recorder. We're talking a huge reel-to-reel machine. And she had to be very low-key about this because, as you can imagine, you know, the recording of a Klan meeting is very, you know, there's a reason why it was a secret society. It was very much on the down low. And so Marsha Tompkins goes down to her hometown of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and records a Klan meeting, which we're going to hear a clip of. Now, she gets discovered by one of the security there, and they ask her, what's all this? And she said, oh, well, I just want to record your point of view. We want to spread the word, don't we? But at some point, that security person comes back with more security, and they're like, what exactly is this? And only because her dad was the former police chief, was she not, like, arrested and or far worse? But she grabbed her gear, jumped in a car. They sped away. They kept the tape rolling and were wondering if they were going to actually survive this event. And they did. And
terrifying.
And it was aired throughout Pacifica Radio, and it is here. And this gives you a glimpse, when we hear this clip, of what was going on? What is going inside the mind of somebody who would join the Ku Klux Klan, which, as we know today, is growing throughout the United States and throughout the world, not the Ku Klux Klan in general, but these type of racist organizations. So this material, unedited, is hugely valuable to look inside the mind of what's going on with people who have this much hatred
and also what people faced, you know, in particular what black men, women, children faced on a daily basis, and the terror. You talk about terrorists, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on now.
If America is concerned about terrorists, this was about as much terror as was present in the United States, where people like Emmett Till would be murdered, and the murderers were unaccountable, or, you know, four children were firebombed, and their murderers went unaccounted for. So
this is very powerful,
you know. And what we're seeing today, where people were, you know, kids of color, unarmed, or men of color, women of color, are being killed, and there's no justice, and it's a frightening thing, and we have the power to change that. And the first way to empower ourselves is to understand what's happening. So when we hear this clip, understand what's going on. Being informed is the first step. And then we take action.
And you can also take action before we play that clip. You can make sure that this type of audio, this powerful audio that you're going to about to hear from 1964, again, Marsha Tompkins very bravely going into a Klan rally and recording this. I have no words for this, but if you value this and you think it's important for us to get this out, get this information out, please do call and support this radio station, support this network, and most importantly, support the radio archives, the Pacifica Radio Archives. With your donation, you are making this possible, all right? You are making this possible. That is a very powerful position you are in, and you can do that by pledging at the $200 level. You will get the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives, which features this audio and 2,300 other hours of content you cannot get anywhere else. You'll get two USB drives. The phone answers will tell you exactly what you get in this two USB drive set, the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives. Let's listen now to this just powerful clip. This is Marsha Tompkins from 1964.
First, let me tell you, we are the federal government. You and I as an individual. So if you want to fight fight the federal government, we're going to have to start fighting each other. And that's what we've been doing throughout the years. So it's about time that we settle down and think rationally for a time and say that we're going to stop fighting each other, that we're going to join hands, and we're going to stop some of this socialism that's sweeping the country. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and holler all night because a lot of people here, we have the Imperial Wizard, we have the Grand Dragon of Georgia, and we have Mr. Stallworth, a very educated man, a school teacher, and also a delegate to the National Democratic Convention that's going to make some talk. But I do want to talk directly to you. It's about time that we as white people would stand up and say that we have enough. I don't mean go out here in the streets and knock some alley nigger in the head. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that we're going to stand up and be counted, that we're going to vote together, we're going to think together, we're going to act together, and we're going to tell them that's enough. Stop right here. That is enough. If you'll give me 20% of the white vote in this country, I'll make Jacob Javits, Rockefeller, Emanuel Sellers, and all the rest of liberals in Washington come down here to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and wear a robe. Now that's what whips them. It's not the negros. That's all I'm asking for, is your vote. A little bit of your time and a whole lot of your talent.
Next to it is a Confederate flag on
them. They're the ones that's creating all the animosity. They're the ones that's creating all the ill will, using the Negro to stay in office, and they're not helping the Negro, and they're not helping us. All they want to do is stay in office, and it's about time that we stop some of this. And we can't stop it unless you, as an individual, will come forth. The news media has said this organization is a hate organization, that all they do is go out here and whip up on people, take the law in their own hands. They want you to believe that. I can understand why. They want to make you scared. Well, I want you to look at me good. Do any of you see any horns? Do you see a fire coming out of my mouth? I'm only an individual who realized that unless we, all of us, each of us together, unless we stand up, unless we take a stand and join hands together, then I realize that my children, my grandchildren, and their grandchildren will be living in communism. Now, I really believe that with all my heart. I can readily understand why Khrushchev made the statement that we'll bury your children in communism. Why? Because they know that you, as a white man, you should be proud and stand up and take a part in this fight. But no, Let old Jim do it. Let old Joe. Let the Ku Klux Klan win the fight. Well, the Ku Klux Klan is you. Now, this organization, it doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to the Imperial Wizards. It belongs to you, the white Protestant citizens. It was handed down by our forefathers. If you read a little history, you'll find that we're in the same situation today, in the same situation. We have a teacher here tonight, so he'll probably touch on that a little bit. And they had at least they had the fortitude to stand up. And they formed this organization and restored white rule in the South and within the United States. And that's what we're going to have to do tonight. You say, well, if we'll kick all those people out in Washington, we'll have it made. I've heard a lot of people say that. Did you ever build a pyramid from the top? You're going to have to start locally. You're going to have to start getting interested in politics. You're going to have to start getting interested in PTA work. You're going to have to start getting interested in civic work. In other words, you're going to have to start being a first-class citizen yourself.
The applause which follows refers to a statement, obscured by static, which went as follows. And if you are a first-class citizen, then you can elect a first-class governor. Thank God we have one today.
I don't know about you, but when I hear that, my soul weeps that anyone could have that much hatred in their heart for anyone, especially anyone, people that have done nothing to them. Did you hear in that clip, too? Did you hear, Mark Torres, the babies and the children?
Oh, my goodness. They're indoctrinated from birth on this.
I mean,
you know, when normal kids of any color are in a sandbox, we don't care what their gender is, the color of their skin. We're having fun. You have to be trained to hate. And unfortunately, that's what's going on. Marsha Tompkins did this recording. You could hear her doing a little play-by-play narrative. And then afterwards, she did some post-narration. But she is alive today, and I just got an email from her. She does not have this recording in her own
personal
collection.
Wait a minute. You just now got an email from her?
Yeah, I got an email from Marsha Tompkins. She's living in the Northeast right now.
This is divine. This is not synchronicity. This is crazy. You just got an email from, and now, so she, by now, I don't know how old she is. It doesn't matter. She's still here. That's fantastic. So that recording was, again, just to remind our listeners and people who have just tuned in, that recording, which is on the Very Best of Pacifica Radio Archives 2 USB drive, a brand new thank you gift that we're putting together for you. It's 2 USB drives, over 2,300 hours of the Very Best of Pacifica Radio Archives. That audio was captured at an actual Klan rally in 1964 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, from a white citizen, Marsha Tompkins. She did that. Now, my understanding, too, is that she almost did. Did she get caught?
She got caught, but she didn't get disciplined.
She could have got killed.
She didn't know what was going to happen. She was really flying by the seat of her pants. And her dad, of course, was furious, didn't know that this was going on. Her father was the former police chief of Tuscaloosa. And when they were in the getaway car, so to speak, they weren't sure. They're like, oh, these good old boys, they know who we are. They know where we live. I'm not sure we're going to be able to. They were already planning an exit strategy. Where do we ditch the tape? Who do we get it to? Are we going to live? Do we need to leave the state? Do we need to leave the country? There's no escaping. They were having these conversations that you will hear in the extended recording that we have here on these great USB drives.
You will hear that on these two USB drives that people can get. You will actually hear that whole thing.
Now you wonder why Fannie Lou Hamer, for example, as she was registering blacks in the South, and why Schwerner and Cheney and Goodman were murdered as voter registrars going down in the South to register blacks to vote, why they were murdered. Because they wanted power. They didn't want any threat to their power. And this is what they were dealing with. This is part of the context of what we were dealing with then. And it's part of the context of what we're dealing with today. Because the voter rolls today are being purged
of black voters
in an unbelievable way. And this is true across all the states. It's clear. You can find this out. It's not hocus pocus. It's just you need to know the facts. And we have evidence of it happening then. And of course, this gives rise to how we are here today. And so we have these recordings. And the real important thing is we played a Dr. Martin Luther King clip earlier today. At this year's Super Bowl, they had a Dr. Martin Luther King clip out of context to sell cars.
That's disgusting.
And in context, when you listen to that speech, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was specifically saying, who are we that we would value the pursuit of luxury cars ahead of the happiness and creative fulfillment of our fellow human beings? They took it out of context and used it to sell cars.
That's disgusting.
And what the Pacifica Radio Archives has is these speeches in their entirety so that you can put it in context. These are historical documents, and these are for the benefit of humanity, so that if anybody tries to take them out of context, you have the truth. You have the facts.
And that's what you tune in to Pacifica Radio for, the truth. And from the very people who not only made history, but changed so much, and those things that are not changed or need to be corrected, we need to all pick up that. We need to pick up that fight right now. Folks, your pledges of support to this radio station, to this network, enable us to to keep these archives, to keep these voices out into the public. And it's because of your donation that we're able to preserve the voices of Marsha Tompkins at a Klan rally in 1964. The voices like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which we'll play some more in just a bit. But we do need to remind you to pick up the phone right now. We would love to give this to you. We would love to give to you over 2,300 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives. You cannot find this anywhere else on the planet. You cannot, at any price, even though it's priceless. And while before we had offered many years ago, just and it was I think it was it 1,000 hours or 800 hours?
Yeah, we had 1,000 hours.
1,000 hours, but it's all on CDs, and you had to keep track of it. It was in
$5,000.
It was $5,000, and worth every penny. This is not $5,000. This is not $1,000. This is a $200 donation. A large portion of that is tax deductible to you, and you're going to get two USB drives with, again, 2,300 hours of content you cannot find anywhere else, and it is the full report from Marsha Tompkins, the full speeches from Dr. King and Malcolm X, and there's so many people. We'll tell you all the, I mean, there's thousands of people that are on these archives, but the most important thing is that you pick up the phone right now, because without you, without your pledge, the voices don't exist. They go away. They get destroyed on tapes. They disintegrate from time. You have the ability to preserve the next Martin Luther King speech that's not found yet. You have the ability.
That's right.
That's a very powerful thing to do. But it doesn't mean anything if you're just listening to us and going, well, that's nice, somebody else will do it. No, 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 no. You need to do it. We all need to do it. But the most important thing is, again, you are keeping those voices alive, and it's your donation that does it. Here's what you do. Call up right now. Our phone answerers are waiting for you.
516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
For a pledge of just $200, you are getting an incredible, incredible gift to the world.
And what an incredible deal. A $200 donation, but a $5,000, a $10,000 value. Every time we have a fund drive, and you and I do one of these shows, Christine, and I go visit my sister to say hello to my little niece, my brother-in-law meets me at the door and says, You're giving this away for $200? You guys are nuts. he like lambasts me every time. He's like, it's at least a grand. Tell me you're going to be offering it for $1,000 next time. And I'm like,
we need to make it affordable to
it's
people.
It's more important for us to get this information out to make it an incredible value. He rolls his eyes at my logic because he's trying to get Pacifica to get true value out of our content that's over 70 years of collecting these materials. So please get to the phones and take advantage of this incredible value, a $200 donation for over 2,300 hours of the very best of the Pacifica Radio Archives holdings going back to 1949. We only needed 20 people when we started the show. I'm not sure how many people we need now.
During our next clip, I will rush into
there
and
we're
going
to go find out.
You might be listening
Orange
to us
County.
In Tuscaloosa, Alabama, because on the
All
internet.
All over the web.
Right? All over the world.
The main thing is that you get to the phones.
516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
And I just think people-powered radio is so important, and we do have volunteers. So I would love for you to call the phone right now and speak to a volunteer. They're doing this for the love of the radio station, the love of Pacifica Radio, and they're taking your calls right now. Again, we want 20 people this hour to pick up the very best of Pacifica Radio Archives, two USB drive set, never before available together. Over 2,300 hours of content. You will not find this anywhere else. Here is the number to call.
516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
And we want to go to another clip. We want to play another clip from Dr. King.
Okay, we can do that.
What about the clip from the clip about domestic urgencies versus military spending? Because
that's a great idea.
Because you know what? I'm sorry, but there's somebody in the White House who is not talking about, they're doing it. A military parade, which reminds me of servant who is not such a kind man, who used to have lots of military parades and uniforms and flags. Did you like that?
The
German accent?
Yeah, that was
okay.
pretty good.
Yeah.
I was a
no,
little scared.
They're planning a military parade, and I forget what the amount of money that is to be spent, taxpayer dollars, on this parade is so it makes me sick.
Well, we have homelessness in every major United States city to
and it's doubling.
Obscene degree. The lack of humanity to our American brothers and sisters who are on our streets homeless while this man is parading. And when they released the amount of money that that former Vice President Dick Cheney made while he was in office and authorizing all of these military actions that we're still involved with today, it's unbelievable. And Dr. Martin Luther King made the correlation between military spending and the war on poverty back then. And here is this clip, and this is from 1967. And many say that when he turned his attention to the war in Vietnam, that is when his life was most endangered.
That's when, that's when the powers that be, I believe, said you went too
enough
far.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. We got to stop this man.
That's right.
So let's listen now to this clip. Again, folks, please keep your calls coming in. I'm going to go check in the phone room. I might pick up a phone right now and answer your call. The number is
516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
You can get all of this and more, so much more, 2,300 hours of content in the very best of Pacifica Radio archives, two USB drive set for a $200 contribution. Much of that is tax deductible. Here's the number again before we go to the clip.
516-620-3602.
Let's now listen to Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
A third casualty of the war in Vietnam is a great society. This confused war has played havoc with our domestic destinies. Despite feeble protestations to the contrary, the promises of the great society have been shot down on the battlefields of Vietnam. The pursuit of this widened war has narrowed domestic welfare programs, making the poor white and Negro bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home. And while the anti-poverty program is cautiously initiated, zealously supervised, and evaluated for immediate results, billions are liberally expended for this ill-considered war. The recently revealed misestimate of the war budget amounts to $10 billion for a single year. This error alone is more than five times the amount committed to anti-poverty programs. The security we profess to seek in foreign adventures, we will lose in our decaying cities. The bombs in Vietnam explode at home. They destroy the hopes and possibilities for a decent America. If we reversed investments and gave the armed forces the anti-poverty budget, the generals could be forgiven if they walked off the battlefield in disgust. Poverty poverty, urban problems, and social progress generally are ignored when the guns of war become a national obsession, when it is not our security that is at stake, but questionable and vague commitments to reactionary regimes. Values disintegrate into foolish and adolescent slogans. It is estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. We have escalated the war in Vietnam and de-escalated the skirmish against poverty. It challenges the imagination to contemplate what lives we could transform if we were to cease killing.
this moment in history, it is irrefutable that our world prestige is pathetically frail. Our war policy excites pronounced contempt and aversion virtually everywhere, even when some national governments, for reasons of economic and diplomatic interest, do not condemn us. Their people, in surprising measure, have made clear they do not share the official policy. We are isolated in our false values in a world demanding social and economic justice. We must undergo a vigorous reordering of our national priorities.
Wow. What what lives we can transform if we stop the killing. I mean, these simple truths that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was conveying to all of humanity, they're simple and they're very powerful. That's why he needed to be stopped.
That's what got him.
The lives that can be transformed if we stop the killing. I mean, we put in trillions of dollars into this military budget that could change the face of poverty as we know it. Education, health care,
housing. Could feed the
entire
planet.
Really, we could end world hunger with the amount of money that we're spending on this. But greed is more powerful right now. We're actually physically electing people that are endorsing these policies, and the greed and the avarice that sucks the dollars out of our economy that could go to so much good. And Dr. King was laying down these simple truths in 1967, and this very unique Pacifica recording is available if you call now. Did we find out how many people we need to go to reach our goal?
Well, when I went in there, the phone calls, people were still calling in, so I don't know how many it is at right now.
Should we say
we at least have had five callers for, because I know it's riveting material. Everyone's listening. People were listening to the Klan rally from Marsha Tompkins. They were listening to Dr. Martin Luther King. But we're going to tell you, we only have about 15 minutes to go, and we want to have a total of 20 of you calling up and getting this absolutely priceless historic material that you cannot find anywhere else. It's not available. You go ahead and look. It's not available. And it's not 1 hour. It's not five. It's not 10. It's not 20. It's not 100. It's 2,300 hours, 2,300 hours of the voices that need to be heard today. And it is a two USB drive set. You will get both of those with our love and appreciation. You also get a tax deductible contribution information sent to you, so it's tax deductible. You're going to hear Dr. King. You're going to hear Noam Chomsky, Alice Walker, Dr. Michio Kaku, Lena Horne, Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, Paul Robeson, Nelson Mandela, Lily Tomlin, Dr. Helen Caldicott, who's done so much to warn us about the nuclear arms race and nuclear power, the power that keeps on giving. She's amazing. You're also going to get the entire reading, which I think is like a 13-hour reading of George Orwell's 1984. My very favorite piece of literature ever written was Orwell's 1984. You hear from Dick Gregory. Blessed our Dick Gregory.
Okay, so the question is, which production of 1984 is it that they are selling? Is it the production that we did here at WBAI in New York City, listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, at 99.5 FM, actually broadcasting live instead of canned from California? I think that's from California, but hey, so is our guest this morning. But you know what? It is time. Ooh, did I actually end that as I should have, or did I just fade it down? No, I didn't end it. I just faded it down. Old radio people never die, they just fade down their pots. We'll be right back. Good morning, I think. This is Hour of the Wolf. My name is Jim Freund, and this is a weekly program from 1 to 3 a.m. right now of science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. With me, not for the first time, but I still can't remember the proper pronunciation, but you know, it's Nick Mamatas. Stay tuned.
You know, Mr. Blake, I'm gonna like you an awful lot, 'cause you're my weakness now. In this age of machinery, you walk in a beanery, you drop a nickel in the slot and get a bowl of pepper pot. That's how you dine today. There's the airplane and radio and the talking picture show. Everything's electrified. Mechanically we fly and ride. We'll soon make love that way. I want a mechanical man, a super dynamical man. Say if he picks on me and he gives me abuse, if he doesn't stop, I'll just turn off the news. My friends, we are fussing on too. He'll do what I want him to do. Say if he doesn't love me in a great big way, I'll have his battery charged and then he'll be okay. I think it's a marvelous plan, don't you, to have a mechanical man. I want a mechanical man, a cylinder type of a man. Each evening at 10, I'll turn down the lights, I'll switch on the dial, and he'll kiss me goodnight. I'll teach him to cook and to sweep, and I'll get him to tuck me to sleep. If he gets run down and can't give me a thrill, I'll go and trade him right in for someone else who will. I'll trade him right in for a man who can, a brand new mechanical man. Oh, you little rat. Come on, Dollar, let's go.
Okay, the wonderful, the amazing Winnie Leitner. I'm sure you all know her work from 1929, 30. And thereabouts, she was very much in the public eye even before that, but they didn't have movies, hardly had recordings. So that was from a movie, from a movie that is mostly lost. They have a few moments in Technicolor from the very end. I think it's actually, now that I think of it, Gold Diggers of 1929. Everybody knows the 1933, which came out in 32, with Ginger Rogers and Warren William in the usual Busby Berkeley set of suspects. But Winnie Leitner was something else. The bawdy star and Ziegfeld star, pretty much of her day. So, sort of not quite Fanny Bryce, and they haven't done a musical, I should say a fake biopic or bio stage show, because, no, sorry, Funny Girl has very little to do with Fanny Bryce, has a lot to do with Streisand. Mm-hmm. Having said that, it's got its moments. At any rate, before we get down to the proper agenda for the show, number one, if you are listening carefully, you heard me say at the beginning that we're on from 1 to 3 a.m. for now. And yes, there will be a change, one that has, no, not been expected for a long time, but been hoped for a long time. But beginning first week of September, I think technically Wednesday, September 5th / Thursday, September 6th, this show will permanently, until they throw me off, permanently be on from midnight until 3 a.m. So we're moving to a three-hour program, which will be the first time I've done a three-hour show in 30 years. And starting at midnight, which will be the first time in about 25 years since. And then it wasn't Hour of the Wolf. Then it was a show that I called Against the Fall of Night. And which is named the title of an Arthur C. Clarke book. But even though this show is no longer in the Hour of the Wolf, which would be the morning twilight, some people think it refers to the middle of the night when thinking is best. And no, that's something that was basically invented for Babylon 5. The concept of Varg Timen goes back a few thousand years before J. Michael Straczynski. And it's an old Roman belief. I will play the trailer to the movie Hour of the Wolf, which is truly what the radio show is named after, a 1967 film by Ingmar Bergman. And as of that date, we're on 3 hours, midnight to 3 a.m., and it will be fun, und you will like it. The German in me, I guess, is coming out. I don't know. German Jew, so it doesn't really work, but nonetheless. My father is from Nuremberg, so my mother from Frankfurt, so it comes through regardless. Let's see. So, yeah, that's a biggie announcement. Number two, if you are listening, very good. Congratulations. You are here. You have made it. But if you would like to watch as well as listen, you can go to Facebook. And if you go to my timeline, Jim Freund, F-R-E-U-N-D, you can watch, not me. I've got the camera pointing one way.